Swing into the baseball season with Vivid Seats and score tickets to all the hottest matchups. Vivid Seats gives you great deals on tickets because being a diehard fan deserves to be rewarded. Vivid Seats, real rewards for real fans.
Fellow North Texans, Shane Mullen again with Mullen & Mullen Injury Law Firm. My family's been fighting for injured North Texans for over four decades. I don't have a clever nickname or a silly TV spot. What we do have is over 40 years experience and consistent top results right here in DFW. If you've been injured in an accident, call 214-INJURED for a free consultation. We provide doctors, specialists, diagnostic referrals with no upfront out-of-pocket expense to you. And if there's no recovery, there's no expense or fees. It's been that way since 83. Call 214-INJURED, MullenandMullen.com. North Texas has always been our backyard.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is a Single Storm podcast.
You're like me, you've been distressed at the level of perversion, depravity being aimed directly at our children. The government, through a bunch of degenerate folks in the Democrat Party primarily, but allowed by Republicans in the state of Texas, Republicans facilitate this debauchery. Yeah, they sign on the bottom line. They vote to keep all of this nastiness coming at toward our children, this smut, this filth, and they want to disempower parents from doing anything about it. So it's been an ongoing battle, folks. And I think it took special significance about a week ago when Senator Kennedy from Louisiana, in a congressional hearing, read an example of some of the smut that the Texas House Republicans and the leadership and every single socialist Democrat is trying to make sure your children have access to. And I wanted to play Senator Kennedy's comments, and I wanted you to hear for yourself the types of books that Charlie Guerin, the so-called Republican from North Texas, the Dade Phelan, and all the rest of his lieutenants are fighting so hard to make sure you parents have no power to keep out of your GovEd schools. Listen to Senator Kennedy.
The first one is called All Boys Aren't Blue, and I will quote from it. I put some lube on and got him on his knees, and I began to slide into him from behind. I pulled out of him and kissed him while he masturbated. He asked me to turn over while he slipped a condom on himself. This was my ass, and I was struggling to imagine someone inside me. He got on top and slowly inserted himself into me. It was the worst pain I think I have ever felt in my life. Eventually, I felt a mix of pleasure with the pain. Close quote. All boys aren't blue.
That is something that apparently the 24 Republicans who voted against parental school choice and education freedom, they want to continue to allow Marxists and socialists in the state of Texas to continue to push that kind of crap onto your children. And let me just be perfectly plain. It has never been, nor will it ever be, GovEd's job to impart sexual relationships on our children. We didn't hire them to teach our children about sex. That's never been part of their job description. However, when parents raise a stink and say, no, you can't do this, then here comes Dade Phelan. Then here comes Charlie Guerin. Here comes all of these Republicans, 24 of them, who sided with Marxist Socialist Democrats to say, sit down, parents, shut up. All these so-called rural Republicans who are legislating against their own people's best interest, against parents, against children, they say, hold on, we're going to keep this smut in front of your kids. We don't give a damn what you say. By the way, continue to pay up. We're going to continue to extort tons of money out of you for this government-run so-called education. Does that sound educational to you? So many of us have been pushing for parental school choice and education freedom, not just happening this smut inside of GovEd. There are other elements of government where this garbage is being shoved down the throat and made accessible to our children. We talk about that next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick of all these Medicare commercials? Well, what if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Have you been growing frustrated that all your favorite stuff's getting canceled out there by the woke crowd? When Fox News, in deference to leftists, got rid of Tucker Carlson, didn't you say to yourself, nobody asked me? Folks, you have power to stop that. Stop funding woke companies. Support those who stand for America, your rights, and your values. Go with Patriot Mobile. I know what you're saying. How is Patriot Mobile going to help me fight back? Well, not only do they have an industry-leading coverage guarantee, they're also America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. And then there's this. When you make the switch to Patriot Mobile by going to patriotmobile.com/storm, patriotmobile.com/storm, you support me. You keep my voice independent, making sure the woke crowd can't touch me. So if you prize your values, if you like good value, and you want to keep your liberty-loving Latino conservative, strong, and unafraid, go to patriotmobile.com/storm. Use my promo code STORM, get free activation, or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT, take a stand against the woke at patriotmobile.com/storm.
Did you know drag shows for kids are being normalized in Texas? Sexualizing Texas children is happening right now, and you can learn how it affects our state by going to texasscorecard.com today. Get real news for real Texans.
Folks, want to welcome our guests, Michelle Knuckles. She's a wife and homeschool mom in Montgomery County, Texas. Michelle believes strongly in staying grounded in the words of the Savior, Jesus Christ, protecting the innocence of children, and connecting those children with books and good literature. Aaron Anderson is a senior journalist for Texas Scorecard, reporting on state and local issues, events, and government actions that impact the people in their communities around Texas. She is based in North Texas in DFW and a native Texan to boot. Ladies, welcome.
Thanks, Chris.
All right. So, Michelle, I want to start with you because you put on an event here recently, and I think Aaron covered it, that was a library event, see you at the library type event. Now, it wasn't one of these events that was necessarily standing against the smut and pornography being pushed inside of public libraries and school libraries. It was more of a positive approach, yes?
Yes, it was. It was our first one was in January, and it was just a positive that we wanted to read brave books in the library and just have a story hour. 200 people showed up. We were just going to do a few story hours, a friend of mine and I, and we were asked by several parents, well, we can't afford to buy new books. Why can't these books be in the library? And we were in the library. And so we decided to start a Substack. And we recommended that people request the books to be placed in the library. And it's kind of a long story, but we got a lot of pushback. And I ended up going to commissioner's court, and we ended up getting the brave books in.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. And so Aaron covered the third story hour that we did in May, which was a celebration of getting the brave books into the library.
Now, for those of you who don't know, Trent Talbot is the creator. We've interviewed him several times on the Chris Salcedo shows on television and on radio and here on the podcast as well. Trent Talbot wasn't a writer of children's books, but he saw the aforementioned smut and pornography and decided to to get some high profile names to get out there and put some positive content with American pro-Christian values as their themes, rather than the debaucherous themes being pushed by leftists inside of GovEd and inside the Democrat Party. So, Aaron, Michelle mentioned a lot of pushback that she got to putting these, you know, these books into libraries. These are the same people who are decrying some folks out there who are burning these pornographic books, saying, oh, you're burning books. And these are the same people trying to keep out positive books like Brave Books. Who are these people that Michelle ran up against?
Well, Michelle was actually kind of part of a broader movement where we see especially moms getting a look at some of the materials that their kids are exposed to. A lot of that has been happening in our public schools, but Michelle was actually in the public libraries outside the schools, and that's where these story hours had started happening, and that's where they were trying to get the Brave Books series, again, wholesome family values, Christian values, you know, a positive alternative to some of the smuttier books, if you will. And the public librarians were also pushing back, not wanting to put those books in the libraries, even though there was a request from the parents. So fortunately, she and other parents and active citizens went into the their county commissioner's court, which oversees the county public library system, different than having to go into the school boards where similar actions were taking place, and got the policies you know, changed up so that the library would stock these good books that the families wanted for their kids to have access to. And I might add, I'm scooping you here, Michelle, but they got some of the more, you know, adult type content books moved, you know, marked and moved so that they wouldn't be just right on the shelf where the kids could get them, to where they had to have their parents check them out for them. So they wouldn't be just, you know, grabbing books unknowingly with a, you know, a cute unicorn on the front and who knows what between the pages.
Right. Well, Michelle, right.
Let me ask you, when you said, hey, I'd like to bring these positive, Christ-centered, pro-American books into the public library, these public librarians, what do they say? What was their primary reason for opposing that?
So we had, the first reason that we got was that all the books that they purchased have to be positively reviewed by woke literary journals. Now, I added the word woke there because I read them and they seem pretty woke. And if they were not positive, and they look for 2 to 3 at least positive reviews from the literary journals, or that they've been placed on a book list, like an award, or they would not place them.
Huh.
And we were also told that they could not buy them themselves because they were not an approved vendor.
Great.
So my first call, I called and I asked, is this your official stance that Brave Books will never go in the library, like just going forward? Because I was going to go to commissioner's court that next Tuesday. And I was told, well, maybe we might consider it if they're donated. So then I went to commissioner's court and I talked about the gender books, the alternate gender ideology books that I'm finding in the children's section. That's third. Some of these are chapter books that they don't, it's not just that they have children that have alternate genders, that have the various, you know, transgender or non-binary, but it's also, these books explain children how to find this information on websites and how to cover their tracks from their parents in chapter books. These are chapter books that second graders, third graders, fourth graders are picking up. Some of them have nothing on the cover or in the inside flap that indicate that this is what their child picked up. And they're going home with these books. And these parents have no idea what is riding home in the car with them.
Oh, no.
So that is, yes, that is what my friend and I, we have a Substack, Two Moms and Some Books. And that is what we have been focused on, is those books in the children's section, because they're in the children's section. There's picture books as well. And so I brought those books to the commissioner's court's attention, and I mentioned several books. Because when I called the library director, I mentioned, like, I'm finding these books and there's no balance. So the library policy requires balance. It says so. I read it. That's after we got this email. I read the library policy and it requires balance. And there's nothing in the library that that teaches traditional gender. And I'm not talking about Ramona Quimby by Beverly Cleary, where it's just a traditional family. I'm talking about these books teach gender confusion. And so why are there not books like Boys and Girls, God Made Boys and Girls, Helping Children Understand the Gift of Gender by Marty Makowski? Why are there not books like that that explain that you are born, you are not born in the wrong body. You are born in the right body. God created you, mm-hmm. and it has science in it about the chromosomes, XX chromosome and XY chromosome, and what that means. And at the end, it talks about being kind to people. Even if they disagree with you about gender, you need to be kind to them. And I have that book I requested when I was on the phone with the director, and I have yet to get it in the library. There is these books are still not balanced, and these books have not been moved. So it's been how many days? It has been, I believe, 71 days. It's been 71 days since the commissioners said that unanimously passed a resolution saying that all of these books should be moved to the adult section and they should not be accessed unless there was someone over 18, and they cannot be checked out unless they're over 18, and they are still in the children's section.
Aaron, I've got to ask you about mm-hmm. this, because this is where you come in. You saw the treatment of this one guy who was getting up and reading a passage from one of these books in a school board meeting in Fort Worth. All of these school boards won't allow in the official record the smut and pornography that they're putting into schools. And in the public library sphere, what Michelle was talking about, the level of obfuscation, the level that they're trying to hide this content so that parents don't know, and then when they're commanded to move pornographic material out of the reach of children, they fight you tooth and nail, and they deny, and they stand against mm-hmm. these lawful orders to protect children. How are elected officials defending that type of conduct? You know, it reminds me, Aaron, of when Governor Greg Abbott said no masking for children can be mandated and the government-run schools did it anyway. It's like you're being told, no, you can't do this, but they're doing it anyway. How was this allowed to happen by your reporting, and who's willing to take a stand from what you've run across?
Well, I'm glad to get this update from Michelle, because it sounds like Michelle's going to have to take another stand. She was mm-hmm. such a savvy citizen when she went in to commissioner's court, you know, and I listened to these things from all over the state. Sometimes I'm there and sometimes I listen from a distance. And I was so impressed by the understanding she had. She knew the rules. She brought in the point about balance, and they had to capitulate. But are they following through? Sounds like it's time for another article highlighting that they have not yet followed through on this. And, you know, what's the old saying? Eternal vigilance. So, you know, the citizens, the parents, they can do all this, but they have to continually, watch and make sure that this is being done and bring it back to the attention of the same officials. Because the commissioner's court feels like they checked that box and it's being done. They're not going mm-hmm. down to the library every week and seeing. But guess what? Mm-hmm. The moms are. So as usual, it's on the moms to continue to be vigilant and continue to bring it up. And that's one of the favorite things I'm able to do at Scorecard, is to highlight some of this, to give them some extra volume to their voices, so they get more attention and get actual action and not just words.
See, what reminds me of, guys, is the legislature. The legislature passed a law, no critical race theory in schools. But they said, we're not going to include any punishment if anybody breaks that law, and we're not going to mm-hmm. police it. We're not going to set up any way to police it. So it's a meaningless gesture. We're talking to Michelle Nichols, folks, wife and and homeschool mom in Montgomery County, Texas. She is on a mission. She's on a mission to make sure that there's accountability in the public libraries as far as what material is available for children. And Aaron Anderson, senior journalist for Texas Scorecard. And by the way, when we're talking commissioner's court, which commissioner's court for which county are we talking about, Michelle?
We are in Montgomery County in Texas.
Okay, so it's Montgomery. Got it. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
All right, so Montgomery County, they issue these edicts, and they're not being followed through. So why don't we start naming some names, Michelle Knuckles, if you can. Would you please tell us the name of the commissioners who are not following through on their order?
Well, the commissioners are, I'm hoping that they are working on a policy, because I think that that is why they have, that is why things have stopped. So the library director, her name is Rhea Young, and she has not moved them, and she was the one who was told to move them. And the commissioners are Commissioner Riley, Commissioner Walker, Commissioner Gray, and Commissioner Nowak. And our judge is Judge Keough, Judge Mark Keough. Judge Keough's office has been very responsive to me. They have been very supportive. And I believe that he is on our side and he wants this to happen. We've been told to be patient and to trust the process. And what I'm curious about is how long is the process?
Right.
Like what does that mean?
And why does the process allow the streamlining placement of what you and I would consider pornography or smut to be freely injected into these public libraries at taxpayer expense? But it's so hard to get them restricted so that kids, you know, liquor stores are able to facilitate. I mean, they've got the covers on adult magazines. They put them out of the reach of children. That seems to be easily implementable. I'm wondering, Aaron Anderson, what the struggle is with the bureaucracy on the county level. Are these commissioners' courts? And let's go ahead and take Michelle's word on it, that these commissioners, that they really want to do the right thing and they recognize there's a problem here. It seems to me that they don't have as much power and authority, or they're not exercising it as they should.
Well, they certainly could. Of course, with liquor stores, you've got the TABC, which has their own police force, and I'm not suggesting that that's necessarily the route, but enforcement. And you mentioned it before, there has to be penalties and enforcement. So somebody has to go around. I mean, certainly these are government employees. Certainly they get some sort of, you know, periodic review by some, you know, and you would think this would be sort of part of it, right? Are we following through with, directives from the county on what we're supposed to be doing? And you know, the county's a little bit different than with the school districts, but it's the same thing. In the end, the accountability comes from the citizens, mm-hmm. you know, demanding, going up the chain of command and demanding that they be held accountable. And again, maybe a lot of people probably don't realize how the county library system works and who's, you know, who reports to who. But yeah, you do go through this county commissioner's court, which is a different, you know, it's different than the city, it's different than the school board. Most people, probably fewer people go to their county government than any other, but they do have a lot of authority. But as far as, hands-on enforcement of things, no. And, there's a lot of trusting going on and not a lot of verifying. And mm-hmm. and I think there needs to be a lot more verifying. And I don't know who they would send out. You know, who would they dispatch to the local libraries to check on this? They don't. They rely on the moms to kind of report back. Is right. what I think happens.
And then I think.
Yeah. And so.
Well, in my view, the next step is taxpayers, who is everybody, saying, look, these libraries are taxpayer funded. There has to be some sort of an accountability. You will follow the directives in the library of the commissioner's court, or we're going to start talking funding, the money talks, ladies, in my humble opinion. Well, the last thing I want to talk to you both about, Michelle, is what's next for you and your organization?
Well, this Saturday, Brave Books is bringing Kirk Cameron down to, I don't know when this airs, but it's happening this Saturday. It's on the 23rd of September. He's coming to do a story hour at our local library. And we're going to, you know, attend, as many of our friends will. And otherwise, we are going to continue to encourage the commissioners to enforce what they have already said as far as moving the books, or somehow we need to make sure that parents are aware of what books are there. I mean, at one point we even suggested they label them, mm-hmm. and we were, that was with the librarian, and we were, that was not followed. Also, we had a petition to get Tuttle Twins books in, and which I don't know if you're familiar with Tuttle Twins, but they teach free market ideas for children. My kids read them independently. They're very good. They love them. And the commissioners also said that they expanded the approved vendors so that the library could purchase them, and they have not been purchased either. The library has been spending a lot of money over the past, since the end of last month and the beginning of this month, on books over $20,000. And we have yet to see Tuttle Twins ordered, which is interesting.
That's going to be, that's going to be an issue. And because again, directives are not being followed. Aaron, how can Texas Scorecard get the word out to other moms, other communities around Texas? Because, you know, Montgomery County isn't the only one dealing with these issues, to where maybe the model that Michelle has put on and her group of moms have put on can be replicated.
Yes. Well, I mean, you made a great point about how the material from the left seems to get in quite easily, mm-hmm. including the drag queen story hour craze, which got a lot of coverage. And again, was sort of what the Brave Books you see at the library event was supposed to counter. It's like, well, let's get readings of our wholesome books. And when libraries actually said, no, thank you, we don't want your kind in here, it caused a big uproar. And that's what led to this whole big sort of national wave of this alternative. And so that brought these events, these national events bring a lot of attention. Celebrities like Kirk Cameron bring a lot of attention to what the issue is. But these local events, I mean, moms like Michelle doing these local things over and over, you know, consistently in the community, are really what open people's eyes, and they come out and they meet other people. But telling the story of someone like Michelle, who does stand up, who does the homework, who goes to the court, who holds that accountable. You know, every time we tell that story on our pages to a statewide audience, other parents do see it. You know, and they'll mm-hmm. and they're like, oh, we can do that too, or oh, maybe this is happening in our library. Sometimes they'll contact us and ask what to do, and I'll always put them right. It's like, don't ask me. I just wrote about it. Here's Michelle's information. Contact her because she's the expert. These moms on the front lines are the experts. They have the stories. They're taking the action. All we're doing is telling their stories to, as you say, help others across the state either recognize that maybe this is a problem or understand ways that they can effectively approach it. But at the community level is really where it happens. And, you know, everyone has to know their, you know, you got to know your libraries, know your local mm-hmm. officials and get in there and take the action.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, if dedicated pro-family moms ran the Texas legislature, we'd have no problems. That's for sure. Michelle Knuckles and Aaron Anderson, ladies, I appreciate the visit. Thanks for being here on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Chris.
So let this Salcedo Storm podcast inspire you mama bears out there. Get involved in your community. Take back your community. I say this a lot, but I think that we've got to get out of this mindset that somehow our children and their futures belong to the government, whether they be the folks in the library, the folks in Congress, the folks in the legislature. Our children belong to us. Their futures belong to us. God gave them parents, not government. Folks, check out all the latest and greatest on this battle of parents trying to get government from between parents and their children. You can catch that effort at TexasScorecard.com. You can also catch up with me at ChrisSalcedo.com. That's where you go to find all of our social media hookups and track down the Chris Salcedo shows on KSEV on Morning Talk Radio and Newsmax TV in the afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. Society's worth not measured by how much power is stolen by government, rather by how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. Stay safe out there, my friends.
Shane Mullen here with Mullen & Mullen Injury Law Firm. A mentor once told me, if you want to make it to the top of Mount Everest, you better bring a guide who's been there. If you're seriously injured or you've lost a loved one due to the negligence of someone else, it's important to hire a law firm that understands North Texas and knows their way around here. Claiming some big verdict or settlement 200 miles away is not exactly local. My family's been right here in North Texas over 40 years, and we have the local knowledge that will make a difference in your case. Call for a free consultation. 214-INJURED. MullenAndMullen.com. This is our backyard.
Swing into the baseball season with Vivid Seats and score tickets to all the hottest matchups. Vivid Seats gives you great deals on tickets because being a diehard fan deserves to be rewarded. Vivid Seats, real rewards for real fans.